Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Welcome to I'm Mac with me, your host, McCorley Matthew. On the other line, as usual, is my co-host, William Rameau. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Will? How's it going?
I'm all right. You? What's up to the your listeners out there?
Good, man. I'm excited. My boy, Derek Jeter, had his 3,000 hit today. Not only did he get his 3,000 hit, he went 5-for-5. He drove in two runs, two key runs today. And he got his 3,000 hit on a home run. So I'm really excited that my boy, you know, finally did it. He's a future Hall of Famer now. first ballot Hall of Famer, top 10 shortstop, and all you haters out there that hate Derek Jeter, you could suck it because he got his 3,000 hit and he doesn't care about you. Not only did he get his 3,000 hit, what's his name? What's her name that he's getting married to?
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly, that's the 1,000 woman he's gotten pregnant this year.
Yeah, he's like Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Yes.
As a kid too.
The guy has set so many milestones, and I'm not even talking about the girls he's banged. Okay, he's got 12-time All-Star, 5-time World Series champion, World Series MVP, All-Star MVP, clutch hits. Been on Maury for a number of times. I can't even count. Paternity test. The guy is just an all-star, man. And everybody has to, you know, respect him for that. And even the Yankee haters, they have to respect him. I mean, you, Willie Boy, I know you're a big Yankee hater and you don't like Jeter because he kills the Mets all the time. But you have to respect what he did today, right?
Right. That's what I was just about saying. You know, congratulations to him. You know, that's a huge milestone. And, you know, like you said, he has a clutch career, and this will officially, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, let's be real. Even if he didn't get the 3,000 hits this year, people are going to already put him in Cooperstown anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, guy's one of the most popular players in baseball. He, like I said, he gets girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like...
That should get him in Cooperstown alone.
You know, he's the first Yankee to get 3,000 hits. Can you believe that? I mean, all the great names like Babe Ruth, DiMaggio, Mantle, they never got 3,000 hits in their career.
Yep.
But Jeter's the first one to do it.
Yep.
So, Willie Boy.
Yep.
In honor of my boy, Derek Jeter, I just want to play, you know, just a clip of his greatest moments from his clutch hit in the 2001 World Series, that when people started calling him Mr. November, to his diving in the stands and getting his face all bloody against the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, let me play some of his greatest hits, greatest moments as a New York Yankee.
I don't even know if those moments are from 2000, the World Series, or the Mets. Go right ahead.
No, you don't have to worry. It's not all hits or moments against the Mets. All
right, good.
This is throughout his career.
All right.
So let me play it now.
The Yankees captain has put together such a loaded Hall of Fame career. It wasn't easy coming up with his prime nine moments in pinstripes. There was just so much good stuff left on the cutting room floor. Regardless, we put it together, and let's begin the countdown. Why not? We'll start with number nine, April 2nd, 1996, opening day against Dennis Martinez.
Oh, you got a run on that one. That's gone. Holy cow. I couldn't even get around on an inside pitch, a high fastball, and he creamed it. His first big league home run. Nice going, Derek.
Number eight, September of last season.
Hit on the ground at third, off the glove of Uribe to left field for a base hit. He has more hits than anyone else in the history of Yankee Stadium.
So on behalf of the entire organization, we just want to take this moment to salute you, the greatest fans in the world.
Number seven, August 16th of last season, Jeter passes Luis Aparicio for the all-time hitch record for shortstops.
1-1 to Terrence Long. Popped up, third base side. Brocious and Jeter both over. Jeter, did he get it? Did he get it? He got it!
What a catch by Derek Jeter. What a play.
Number five, Yanks Red Sox, July 1st, 2004. In the 12th inning.
Jeter on the run, makes the play. Flies into the stand. Oh, what a play by Derek Jeter.
Wow, Jeter really banged himself up.
What a play by Derek Jeter.
number four, game one of the 1996 ALCS.
In right field, Tarasco going back to the track, to the wall. And what happens here? He contends that a fan reaches up and touches it. But Richie Garcia says no, it's a home run. The contention by Tarasco is that the ball is descending and the fan touches it. He's right.
He is right. Number three, Jeter, the MVP of the 2000 All-Star Game, going 3-for-3 with a two-run single. Later that season, he became the first player to win both the All-Star Game and World Series MVP awards.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
On to number two, game four of the 2001 World Series.
And a 3-2 pitch. Swung on a drill to right field. Going back, Sanders. On the track. At the wall. See ya. See ya. See ya. A home run by Derek Jeter. He is Mr. November.
And number one, game three of the 2001 ALDS, the flip. It's got to be the flip. It's the flip.
I mean, the flip just, it's a Cliff Notes version of what he is. He's not the fastest runner, the greatest shortstop, but he does everything so well, John Hart, and his head is always, he's in the right place at the right time.
Well, I'll tell you what, absolutely, you could take the flip, but I think it's great because it's not like you saw eight home runs. It was a couple of paint scrapers that got out there. Look, I watched the family go out there. You've watched this kid come up. Look, end of the day for me, he catches that ball in 2004, gives himself up, flies into the stands. That, to me, this kid is got the one thing. He's talented, but he's understated, and that's a great gift for a talented guy to be, and that's under the radar and understated.
Well, the great players have a sense of theater, and he always shows up when it counts. The home runs in the World Series, showing those plays, diving into the stands, epitomizes his style of play for this team. He is a winner. Period.
Baseball IQ for this guy through the roof, and the flip personifies that, no doubt about it.
My boy, it brings tears to my eyes, man. Definitely, I think the greatest play was that flip. I've never seen someone, a shortstop, go that far to catch a ball from the outfield, from a player who throws the balls at infield. And man, you saw the play. You saw the play that he made against Jeremy Giambi in that.
That's an epic play, and he did a play similar to that in the World Series the year before that.
Yeah, you're right.
On the ball that should have been Todd Zeal's two-run home run, but of course the umpires, you know,
right,
actually by the Yankees, so they said, you know, it was a double off the wall, and of course Timo.
Was that when Timo was running the bases?
If that's what you want to call it. He was lollygagging around the bases, man. He got thrown out.
Yeah.
Hot up until that point, Timo. After that, it's like his career went down after that. But,
yeah.
You know, pretty much, you know, he got tipped to have to beat her, you know.
He's the man. He doesn't hit a lot of home runs. He was never that type of player. But he's consistent, you know, he gets hits, clutch hits, comes to play every day, and, you know, I put him as one of the top 10 shortstops of all time.
Oh, yeah, what was I going to tell you?
My boy.
What's your favorite moment?
Oh, the flip.
Alright.
The flip. My top three has to be the flip, the Mr. November hit. And, of course, him being Scarlett Johansson. That's another one.
Oh, man. You know, on the field, what would be the third one? I mean, I'm not knocking that. That's a great time, too.
The 3,000 hit, the one today. That has to be up there as the top three.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't mention winning a championship as one of them. But
I'm talking about, like, you know, like a top moment. Yeah, but yeah. Well, World Series, that's like team wise, but I'm talking about individually. Those are my top three moments.
I'm gonna put you on the spot since it's your Jeter day.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is your favorite World Series that you've seen?
Wow, 98 one was great. 2001 was a great one also. But you're talking about as far as Jeter wise?
You said 98 and which one?
Now you're talking about Jeter. Like, what's the best World Series I've seen him play the best? Or Yankee wise, what's the best World Series?
I'm just saying in your opinion. Which one is your favorite one?
Oh, 98. Okay. 98 was my favorite one. 2001 was great also, but we didn't win. But those three games that Yankees in, those are all great games.
Yeah.
But 98, I love that. That was like, they were unstoppable that year.
Yeah, you guys were dominant.
Yeah. But I'd say 98 was my favorite one.
All right, and to answer the question you said, which one was the best one you think you've seen him play in?
Well, the best one I've seen him play was the 2000, of course. I mean, that's the best World Series he's ever. And the guy won MVP.
That is true.
He was unhittable. Unstoppable, I should say, in that World Series. But
yep. I know.
I'm proud of him.
Well, it's your day and the Yankee fans' day. You guys have been waiting for this moment this whole entire year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happy news, you know, because we, you know, this week has all been, you know, sad news. We just saw a baby killer, not a baby killer, but a child killer get proven not guilty.
Yep.
So this, you know, this gives people something to puts a smile on people's faces. This whole week was bad news up until this point.
If you're a huge Yankee fan or someone who jumps on the bandwagon, it's a huge day.
Exactly. But it was a good day, and I'm glad that Jeter got 3,000, and hey, maybe 4,000 in the future. We'll see. He decides to play that long.
Everybody got to hold up. And
yeah.
I think he has to be willing to play out of the position.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's going to be like 40-something years old playing shortstop. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You guys can't expect to win a championship with, you know, as great as Jeter is and was.
Yeah.
You can't expect a guy to play short, even though he wants to, but.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right, but enough with Jeter, you know. Yeah. Enough with Jeter. You still want to talk about him or something?
No. I just want my last point. I just want to say, if he played, switched to DH, you know, I could see him, his career ending, you know, getting the 4,000. But other than that, I don't see it. But
Definitely, yeah. If they put him at DH, switch him to DH, yeah, maybe. But, hey, you never know. I mean, Pete Rose played for, like, 20 years or something, right?
Yeah.
And he got, like, close to 4,000. Did he reach 4,000? I don't think so.
Yeah, he got over 4,000.
Oh, he did get over 4,000. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because he holds the record, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Jeter could do the same. Who knows?
Maybe.
But we shall see.
Yep.
But, yeah, moving on quickly. Of course, this whole week has been, the news has been covering that Casey Anthony trial. And, you know, she was found, the 12 jurors found her not guilty. And people were outraged, calling this the second O.J. Simpson, the second O.J. Simpson trial. Because, you know, O.J. Simpson in 94, he was found not guilty for murdering Nicole Brown and her boyfriend.
Yep.
But, I mean, I think she did it, man. Even though there's not enough evidence to link her to the murder, I think she did it.
Yeah. The problem is that all the evidence points to her, but, you know, they don't have any evidence that says, that points definitely that it's her. I mean, everybody knows she has access to everything. She lied about everything, but these people, you know, they couldn't, the jurors couldn't put two and two together, and
yeah,
this is what happens.
It was all circumstantial evidence, yeah. So they didn't really have any strong evidence or proof that she did it. But I just found like she made up so many lies. That's the thing that, you know, befuddles me. And
oh, yeah.
That's the thing that right there, that indicates that, you know, she's covering up or she's hiding something.
Exactly. But the jurors, even they saw them that they don't think she's innocent or they didn't have any proof.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just, you know, give her life in prison?
I know, right? That's, man, I don't know. Very strange. No justice.
Yep.
And now, I hear that she was, they did find her guilty of, you know,
lying. Well, that's obvious.
Yeah, lying. But because she served 3 years in the prison, for like, you know, they held her in prison, you know, because she couldn't, they held her in prison for the trial. You know, so she gets credit for that, and she'll be released on July 17th.
Yep. You know what I think is gonna happen? They're gonna lie about the date. They're gonna sneak her out, you know, before time, so people won't, you know. You know, there's gonna be crazy people who's gonna try to, you know, hurt her when she gets out.
Yeah.
So they're most likely gonna sneak her like probably in the night when nobody knows, and then after they're gonna be like, Oh, we got her out like 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like
well, I just feel sorry for that child. The child, she's dead now, and
yep.
No justice. No justice for her.
Well, she's in a better place now. You know, she don't have to deal with her mom. No.
Yeah.
The jealous mom.
Anyway, whatever.
Just messed up.
Yeah. Nothing we can do now.
Yep.
But yeah, well, I want to talk about something else. Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
LaBeouf, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I think it's LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. This dude, a week or 2 weeks ago, he admitted that, you know, he hooked up with Megan Fox while they were on the set of, while they were, you know, castmates on the set of Transformers.
Yeah, the second one.
And, you know, a few days later, Megan Fox representative said it was true that she did hook up with him. And, you know, the weird thing about it is that while she hooked up with him, she might have even been dating Ryan Austin Green at the same time.
Yep.
So that makes the story even more awkward, but I heard the report, I don't know if it was true, but that, you know, they had an open relationship, so.
Yeah, who knows? A lot of these people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Have that, so who knows? Maybe it's true.
I just find it strange that Shia LaBeouf, he's bragging about it and acting like he's the man.
Yep.
Megan Fox, come on, she'll bang anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's a person in Hollywood. What do you expect?
If I met her, I'll bang her. Or she'll bang me, I should say. Because once girls see my peanuts, it's a wrap. Megan Fox wouldn't be, she would just be another victim.
What are you, Taz or something?
But yeah, I mean, this guy's bragging now. He's, you know, he's acting like he's the man. Oh, please, man. Anybody could have Megan Fox. Anyway, Big Brother, season premiere of Big Brother came on Thursday. There's some good-looking girls on that.
Oh, yeah.
And me and you were talking about it off the air. Our favorites are Cassie and Porsche.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Porsche, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And Porsche is the one that looks. You say that she looks like Sasha Grey.
The other one does.
Oh, Cassie, right? Cassie looks like. Well, yeah, I say that Cassie looks like a little bit like Keira Knightley and Olivia Wilde a little bit.
Well, Oh, yeah, that's true. I think you pointed that out. I noticed what you were, I saw what you were talking about. I could see it.
But either way, I'd name both of them, I mean. So. You know, Cassie or Porsche. Porsche, you know, she has some big boobies.
Yep.
Cassie doesn't really have much stuff, but she's really pretty, and she's a model.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to say that. You could just tell.
And there's a black guy, a brother on there, a minister, who's lying and not even telling people that he's a minister.
I know.
He's trying to get near all the girls in the house. And this guy calls himself a minister.
Yep.
He should be kicked out of the church for that.
For real?
Kicked out of church not only for lying, but for freaking seducing girls.
I know. I mean, jeez. I mean, gotta have some respect, man.
I know, man. What's up with these people?
And another thing, I mean...
Who does he think he is, me?
I mean, I understand, you know, he's single, you know. He's trying to find a girl, which, I mean, we all could relate to that. But come
I
on,
know,
man.
But come on. You're a minister, man. Chill out.
I know. He gotta relax a bit. And for him to be like, I mean, you know what I mean? Denying his faith. Not only his faith, but as a, you know, man of, you know, who's supposed to be a man of religion and, you know, denying it. Come on, man. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, that guy, Dominic, that was the guy, he's more, he seems more like like a moral person than that minister is. He's like, he's not going to have sex until he's married. You heard that part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Dominic seems more like a moral, ethical person than that brother, man.
Yeah, the brother's perpetrating, and he's supposed to be a minister. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You know, Jesus warned about people who, you know, fronting about, you know, pretending like they're for him, but they're not. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Tell him, Pastor Will.
I don't got to tell him. All you got to do is pick up the Holy Bible and you'll see.
And real quickly, WWE... John Cena confronted Vince McMahon.
Oh, right.
About wanting to fight CM Punk, because CM Punk made some comments 2 weeks ago about John Cena being Vince McMahon kiss ass, and
yeah,
Vince McMahon is, I don't know, a fake or something. I don't know. He said a lot of things. But it looks like John Cena will be fighting CM Punk.
Yeah, he will be. But then they've added the stipulation if he loses, you know, if he walks away, CM Punk walks away with the title, he's fired. Like, I think that definitely ensures that John Cena is going to win, because just last year, or was it earlier this year, that he got fired?
Yeah, late last year, I think.
It was like last year, right, because that was when Nexus was, you know, still in its prime or about to die, you know, around that time when Nexus was about, you know, about to fall off. This was like during Nexus's. This was like towards the end of Nexus' greatness.
Yeah.
Now just a joke. Oh,
yeah,
you have to count.
No, but I guess you'll talk about that more on your show tomorrow. You want to plug your show real quickly?
Yeah, no doubt. Send out the tomorrow, 6 p.m. or 11 p.m. Most likely 6 p.m. tomorrow. Check it out.
All right, so. The show's ending. I'll see you guys next week. Fry Mac, my co-host Will, Sayonara.